From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello, let's pick up where we left off in our last podcast. I'm sharing 10 resolutions for news managers in 2017. This is a column I published in the Columbia Journalism Review at the beginning of January, and I'm sharing this all in an effort to answer the question, how can leaders improve journalism? So let's go to number 5. Focus on systems over symbols. I've always told new managers to look for quick wins to build their credibility. A quick win is a tangible solution or change done early in one's tenure to show you can get things done. They're often small and symbolic, not major systemic change. One new general manager told me he gained instant credibility at his TV station by having a long malfunctioning toilet fixed. Now, as a master of brand management, our new president has a great understanding of symbolism. His agreement and announcement about carrier jobs in Indiana, that was the textbook quick win. It painted a picture of swift success, a victory for the beleaguered workers. But it's actually a one-off, not even a full rescue of carrier jobs, and not systemic change for the American workforce. Happy photo ops have always lured journalists into telling incomplete stories. The food drive we cover doesn't break a cycle of poverty, it just makes for a pleasant story. Look for 2017 to be a year in which we must separate symbolic events from systemic change. And according to biographers, the incoming president is an artist when it comes to imagery. Journalism can't let images transcend truth. Number 6. Establish a whistleblower strategy. Quality journalism uses anonymous sources as a last resort and only after a careful process of deliberation that weighs the public benefits against the many risks. That standard should remain in 2017 and beyond, but be ready to do those deliberations with great frequency. To fully report on an administration that has already demonstrated a disinclination for traditional accountability, from income taxes to business and political conflicts of interest to dismissal of intelligence agency findings, well, with all of that, whistleblowers might become your pathfinders. Think now about how you will handle those valuable and potentially volatile sources. The businessman Donald Trump is accustomed to requiring non-disclosure and non-disparagement agreements among his employees. His campaign manager Corey Lewandowski had one, which made his stint as a CNN political pundit such a boneheaded move. Politico reports that paid staffers, contractors, and volunteers in the Trump transition team all had to sign non-disclosure agreements. It's a safe bet we won't be getting a heartfelt presidential endorsement of Sunshine Week in 2017. Sunshine Week, if you didn't know, is a week each year devoted to the promotion of open government and open records. This won't be the first administration to value secrecy, but the political use of such gag mechanisms should put newsrooms on alert. If government insiders see wrongdoing and risk blowing the whistle, how will your newsroom vet the accuracy of the information and ensure the safety of the messenger? Number 7. Distinguish boldness from bias. The new year is also a time to talk openly and often with your team about ethics. Human beings are subject to biases and blind spots. That's why the practice of journalism has processes to override them. Codes of ethics, a discipline of verification, editorial oversight, consequences for errors. It's heavy lifting, but worth it, never more than now, to set it apart from fake news. Taking on the challenges of an administration's animosity toward journalism and a new president's predilection for prevarication demands courage and creativity, but it can't be done from prejudice against him or his politics. It's the job of news managers to keep their news reporting bulletproof, because the Trumpian technique is to equate bad news with lies and bias. His supporters follow suit. The fight against fake news has already been misrepresented as an attempt to silence the conservative media by the so-called liberal mainstream. This is no time to be worn down by politically motivated accusations of bias. Challenge your team to be bold and back them up. Okay, we've gone 1 through 7 in these last 2 episodes. We'll finish the last 3 in our next episode. Until then, for Loyola University in Chicago, I'm Jill Geisler.